Hi, my name is Chris Meyer. I am the art teacher at the International Christian School of Hong Kong. The image I'm talking about is called Intelligence and is by Louise Fung. I had worked with Louise for several years before her AP year, so I already had a good idea of her style and skills, and I find that getting to know and work with each student before the AP year is a huge advantage. We run our AP program basically as a multi-year program. Over the summer, I have the students prepare a sketchbook in which they need to generate a number of ideas for their concentration. We go through the book together so that I can get a feel of what might work and they get the opportunity to try to explain what each idea means to them and how it might progress. As I was paging through a sketchbook with her, we came across this fascinating idea she had included of creating illustrations in almost an old botanical style. Her idea was to represent aspects of personality with a series of objects and symbols. The aspects would be concepts like intelligence, sexuality, and age, and the objects representing the concepts varied from the obvious to the obscure. One of our first discussions after looking at her concept was whether it would fit under the drawing or design category. We decided that because the composition of the objects was so important, we would approach the concept as a design portfolio. To enhance that impression, Louise wanted all 12 pieces to be the same size and orientation, with common features such as a frame, number, text, and a header. Early on, she included a large amount of text at the bottom describing each item in detail. The result was wordy and a bit cluttered, and we felt that a change was needed. Louise hit upon the idea of labeling each object with a single word, but leaving it up to the viewer to interpret how each object fit the concept. In the piece you are looking at, objects like brain, the eyeglasses, and the Rubik's Cube are easy to connect to the topic of intelligence, while the dart, the ice bag, and the life preserver take some thought. I love that idea of making the viewer interpret the objects. It makes each of Louise's pieces unique to the person standing in front of it. It becomes interactive, and that elevates it past simple representation.